Our Ozarks at Large insect expert, Dr. Donald Steinkraus, loves music. In particular, rock and roll and the blues. He plays guitar and has been in various bands, even playing a few gigs at George's in Fayetteville. As he is an entomologist, Dr. Steinkraus gets a kick out of bugs' use in popular culture, and in particular, in music. He brought some insect tunes to the Carver Center for Public Radio, including one of his favorites, Boris the Spider by The Who.
Look, he's crawling up my wall. Black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head.
It's in a genre I'd call a true story, because the whole story is about a spider who he's named Boris. And he sees Boris on his wall, and he doesn't like Boris. And so then he picks a book up off the floor, and he squashes Boris. And so that's a song that's completely about an arthropod, about the spider. And so it's not just an incidental use of a phrase or a word, but it's a true story. And one thing I think is that most of us have had that story in our life at one time or another.
What, where we find a spider crawling up the wall?
And you squash it. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
I have.
I did it one day just recently. I saw a spider. I didn't like it. And I threw a magazine at it and squashed it. You know, so I really like the fact that John Entwistle wrote this song that's very true to life. But it's also a great rock and roll song because it's got a really heavy bass in it. Has a funny little refrain called Creepy Crawly where they all say, you know, Pete Townsend and John Entwistle sort of go creepy crawly, creepy crawly, creepy creepy creepy. You know, you'll hear it.
So it's kind of the hook.
Yeah.
There he is wrapped in the
ball. It's just a neat song. But yeah, along that same line, I read recently that someone did some kind of study that claims that about 75% of the human race is afraid of spiders.
I can see that.
Yeah.
They sort of have a bad rap, for sure.
They do, but it seems innate or something, too. There's something about them that people don't like them. I'm sure some of it's learned, but your average person just doesn't like spiders.
Well, I just turned the page of these lyrics, and I see the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, this is another one. I guess one thing I'd like to say is that insects get used in rock and roll not terribly commonly. It's not like it's I'd probably say it's like less than 5% of the songs in rock and roll have an insect involved in them. And then a lot of those are just incidental uses, like using honey. The word honey means the product of the beehive, but we use it in our romantic lives
exactly,
all the time.
Yeah.
So you see the word honey in many, many songs. But that's not really a true, it's not much entomological use. But the Rolling Stones wrote another song called The Spider and the Fly, which again is a very good story. And it's the story of the Stones on tour. It's one of the early songs. And they've gotten done with their gig and they're kind of bored. And they're sitting at a bar and he keeps remembering that his girlfriend back home or his wife told him, don't fool around on the trip. But he's bored. And so he keeps noticing women in the bar and he, you know, gets tempted. So it's a story of temptation, really. And the story is like, it's got this whole refrain in it. Don't say hi like a spider to a fly. Jump right ahead and you're dead. So,
well, like a fly gets caught in a spider's web.
Right, yeah. Right.
Don't say hi like a spider to a fly. Jump right ahead and you're dead.
So I mentioned earlier that like some songs just have a short bit about an insect in them. A couple that come to mind are Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix. And in there he just says that it's a lovely song, I think. He says that this woman he really likes is dreamy. He says she's got a circus mind that's running round butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. So that's the only reference to the insect in the song is butterflies, but it evokes a whole thing. What does it evoke to you, do you think?
Well, I mean, kind of whimsical. light and easy, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one like that, that it just has one reference, is The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. And The Circle Game is a terrific song about growing older, you know, and going from a child to being an adult. But the first line is, yesterday a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. And so that sets the whole tone. It's a childhood experience catching an insect like a dragonfly or...
Well, it's definitely a childhood experience to catch insects in a jar. I have a niece, and she was visiting this summer, and she's four, and we caught grasshoppers, you know, in cups. She really liked to do the grasshopper thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
But there's another one where there's only one reference to an insect. It's just caught a dragonfly inside a jar. But it's important for the song, its success as a lyric,
child,
I think.
Came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder.
Another one which I think hinges on the insects is Bob Dylan's song, Day of the Locusts. This is an interesting song because I think it's a true story of Dylan when he got an honorary degree at a university, and he went to get the degree. But something about being at the university sort of oppressed him or something. And he keeps saying, is like the last lines in each verse are that the locusts sang off in the distance. The locusts sang with such a sweet melody. The locusts sang off in the distance, and they were singing for me, he says. They sort of recall him to himself. I think that they, you know, he doesn't belong there at the university system. He belongs out in nature, you know, in some other world besides sort of the academic world. Sometimes people get things wrong in the song. They, like he keeps saying locusts, which works, but they're not locusts in the trees.
Was he thinking of cicadas?
Mm-hmm. That's what I think, because cicadas sing in the daytime. They're in the trees, and maybe when he wrote this, there was one of those mass emergences. I don't know. I'd have to look up the date. But generally, locusts aren't in the trees, and they're not singing. So locusts are grasshoppers, and... But it works as a song. It's a really, really good song, I think. Let's talk about some honeybees for a moment, if you've got time. So there's many songs that are about a honeybee. Stevie Ray Vaughan has a song called Honeybee, and usually there's some inaccuracies in there. He says, like a queen bee's honey. Well, queen bees don't make honey. But that's okay. But there's always this use of like a honey as love is sweet and a girl is sweet. And then he says, I'm the king, baby. Buzz with me. Dive in your hive and into your life. Tell me, little baby, that you'll buzz me all the time. Sort of, what is the word for it? Euphemism? Is that the right word?
I think so.
You know, are you a double entendre, I guess, is another word for it.
Well, but there is no king bee.
That's true. There's no king bee either. No, the drones are all sons and brothers.
Like a queen bee's honey, you as sweet as can be. I am the king, baby. Buzz with me. Dive in your hive and into your life. Tell me, little baby, that you'll buzz me all the time. Cause the way we kiss just can't miss. Don't make me wait.
The names of bands. For instance, you know, Buddy Holly's band was called the Crickets.
Okay.
So they're straight crickets, you know, for a rock band. And I'm not an expert on rock history, but from what I understand, Buddy Holly's group was one of the first sort of songwriter, guitar-based groups, sort of established that ensemble of bass, guitar, drums. And I think they originally had two guitarists. And they were sort of the model for the Beatles. And when I looked at how the Beatles came up with their name, and originally they did call themselves, they did think, like, named themselves sort of after the Crickets. And originally they had it spelled with two E's, and then they changed it to B-A-T-L-E-S. So it was sort of a double meaning, both Beatles and beat. But so there's probably the most important rock group of all time,
right.
The Beatles. And their name is sort of insect-related to the crickets. And then there's other groups like Iron Butterfly, which is an old, heavy sort of hippie band. And then I was thinking of the singer from The Police, Sting, because apparently his name was sort of derived from honeybees.
Well, Sting, yeah.
Well, it said in, I looked up on Wikipedia, but it said here that one of some band leaders thought that he had a sweater that was black and yellow on and made him look like a bee, and they started calling him Sting. And his real name is Gordon, but he no longer answers to the name Gordon. It's always to the name Sting.
Well, I didn't know his name was Gordon, so if I ever met him, I would definitely call him Sting.
Yeah, that's
right.
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. So sometimes the names of these groups are important and are based on insects.
Do you have a favorite
song? Of these bug ones?
Well, just in general. Is it about a bug?
No, probably not.
No, okay.
No. I have lots of songs I like, but... I just like these ones because it is fun to see something in your discipline being used in this way. And one thing about entomology is that it does relate to a lot of people. Like, you don't see a lot of songs about plant pathogens. Like, we have a whole department of plant pathology, but nobody writes a song about leaf spots or something. So we do get this interaction with rock and roll and blues and other genres.
Yeah, poetry, movies, things that we've talked about
before.
Yeah. Dr. Donald Steinkraus is an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. We hear from him once a month on Ozarks at Large.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.